podcasting like we mean it. It's show number 72 of the Red Boy Podcast with very, very sad absolute Amy today.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Big Show.
And Jenny.
And you are listening to the Red Boy Podcast with Captain Morgan's Spiced Rum Amy.
It's not Captain Morgan's Spiced Rum Amy. It's Absolute Amy.
Well, who would have a silly name like that?
It's Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Red Boy and Absolute Amy?
Yes.
And this is their show?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we're just going to have to leave it at that.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows. We hope that despite all of this, you continue to listen. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Beatles. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you.
This Code Monkey like you.
I love that song.
Jonathan Colton. He's going to be our featured earworm of the week this week.
We love that song.
Oh, yes. Because I
want to send it to a lot of my other little friends, my little tech friends out there.
I'm a Code Monkey light, but I'm at the bottom rung of the...
But I know some Code Monkey guys who would really be into this. They would love it. I got to send it over to my friends over at Busey.
So visit jonathancolton.com. We'll put a link in the show, but you'll be
so
hearing...
So much fun.
You'll be hearing that throughout the show as we like to torture you. I asked him specifically which song would work.
Code Monkey likes Beatles.
Code Monkey. But, oh yeah, by the way, welcome to episode 72 of the Red Boy Podcast.
Yes, yay.
I, of course, am Red Boy. Sitting next to me, as always, is the lovely Absolute, not Captain Morgan Spice Rum, Amy.
You know what? And Aaron gave me that name.
You're right, he did.
That's the irony. It's like, remember we had to do the whole vote thing?
I know, and I actually, Don't get Pete started.
I know. I'm supposed to, technically, I will always be Princess Buttercup.
You'll always
to
be
him.
Princess
but
Buttercup.
I've gone ahead and named Maggie. Our
Princess
daughter.
Buttercup.
She's Princess Buttercup.
You handed the name down.
I went ahead. Passed it. And you know what? It suits her probably much better than me.
It does. She's the little princess of the house. So, doing a rare afternoon delight episode of the Red Boy Podcast. It's Red Boy, the Code Monkey, had a little extra free time this afternoon. So while one child watches cartoons, which you'll probably hear in the background.
And the other one's napping.
The other one's napping. I thought, let's podcast now.
To get it over with. Well, it'll be done for the week. We'll just be done. Put it to bed.
Well, because...
Give me back the dining room table. Get this crap off here.
Yeah, I know. That's what you want, right? I just can't stay up late enough anymore to do a podcast after the kids are asleep, so.
Yeah, well, it's summer, so they're staying up later.
So you'll hear the doors are open, and you'll hear cars and trees.
Oh, it's
and,
beautiful right now.
And this should sound better. Not to us, it sounds the same, but quality of audio, I'm not going to say the show's any better. It's still going to be a piece of crap, but. I realized, I'm like, why does it sound kind of muffled when I listen back to our shows?
Were we talking to the back end of our
mics
again?
The wrong side of the microphone? No, that was episode about 45 or so that we did that. But
did you order your new microphone for your Father's Day present?
No, can I? I'll do it as soon as we're done.
Okay. Well, I figured it would just be easier. I don't want to mess it up and get you the wrong one.
Yes. I officially become a microphone geek. Not Uber, but...
No, you're kind of turning into like... Okay, I collect... Kitchen utensils.
And you don't cook. You have more now.
I do. But for dinner tonight,
pizza,
baked potatoes.
Oh Lord! Cold monkey likes Fritos. I like Fritos.
A warm, unless you heart. Come up and you decide you want to make something fabulous.
God, here comes another school bus. Oh no, this one's gonna stop in front of our house. You'll be able to hear this one loud. So over the past weekend, Amy, what have we done? I know you're complaining that your show notes aren't what they normally...
What? What did we do this last weekend?
Well, I tasted my beer. The beer is done.
Oh,
it's chilled.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to sample some Red Boy Pale Ale... Actually, it's Red Boy's Pale Ale. It's pretty good, I thought. What did you do, Amy, when you took your first sip? In front of our friends and everything.
What'd I do?
You're like, nah, it's okay.
It's all right.
You could have at least massaged my ego for like 10 seconds.
Oh, come on. You know,
I know.
And it was, and it's like our children's godparents. What do you expect me to say?
Mitch is his godfather.
And you know what?
It
was very good.
For a batch of crap I had.
It was very good.
For a batch of sludge I let sit around the house for 3 weeks, I thought it tasted pretty good.
Yeah. And now there's two empty bottles sitting on the counter. What are you going to do with said bottles, please?
I need to keep them and find some place to... I haven't mastered that.
I know. I'm going to start doing it. Luke, if you don't pick that up... It's going to be mine.
Go fill it back up with more beer, boy. So, and we also played a new game called Washers.
Washers, yeah.
Washers. It's kind of like toss across, but you have the square box and then like a 4-inch PVC pipe in the middle. If you make it within the box, you get 2 points, or is it a point?
I didn't play, remember? Chasing Maggie.
Yeah. And if you make it in the PVC, you get 1 point. You toss these, I don't know, probably
one
half
point.
Ooh, I would three, think, three in the
I was
pipe,
say,
one in the box.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think you would get more.
Two
points.
If you landed on top of that.
So you guys had this. You guys had a tournament.
Oh yeah,
and then you're throwing those
washers.
Yeah, those, and they were pretty big.
About half dollar.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was.
So we were, you know, children running across your path of the washers coming across, and you're like, watch out for the kid.
You got a bonus.
It was fun.
You got a bonus point if you hit a kid. That was well worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay. But that was a fun night.
It was fun.
Went over to friends who, they have a baby. And
the biggest house of any friends
they
have.
Yeah, they have the house that everybody, they can accommodate everyone.
They're the only, excuse me, I have a drink. They're the only friends we have in our age range who live in a gated community.
The gate's never shut, though.
Well, there's a gate, though. There's no gate. The only gate I have is in my backyard.
Okay,
so.
But anyways, they have a very nice home, except they haven't, it's funny because, you know, they're still in the infant stage, so they haven't really had to baby proof because their baby
isn't. But
if
you notice
anywhere.
Their little perfectly clean house is now getting overrun with baby
yeah,
crap.
I do. I'm really liking it because, you know, they were all, you know, we're expecting everything's nice and
organized.
And so now we're, you know, they've got a room that's specifically it's all baby stuff. And then, but the only thing is they have one of those decks that's.
Well, the back of their house, it's a two-story house in front, but the back is like, they built on a hill, so the back looks like three stories. So you're really.
And I mean, you are way up there. And, you know, that was, I mean, the steps, you know, of course, Maggie and every other little toddler wanted to play on these steps that, were they probably 20?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, 20, 30 steps.
Story plus up in
the air.
Oh,
my gosh. So.
Amy had a bit of a mommy moment.
Yeah, that was a little hard. So, and I forgot that at about a year and a half, when they start walking until they're about maybe three. Where at three, they can kind of play on their own with, I don't know, there's like a little thing like, okay, if I do that, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, not really at three, but there's still some consequences.
But she doesn't know consequences.
She doesn't, la, 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 but just run. Okay, she's heading to the street.
Run till I crash.
So, you know, it was a very fun, I did that today again, too.
Yes.
So.
Park day. Because it was Luke's last day of school today.
Yes.
Preschool.
Preschool at Epiphany that Luke went to, and
now
he's going to go to public school this next fall.
Yeah,
and
because we poor folk, we can't afford to put two kids through private school.
Well, not now that I'm not working.
Yeah, you know, thanks. Okay.
And his teacher said it was more important for me to be at home than the kids to be in parochial school.
I can't even have him come back for that. So.
There you go.
Anyway,
but anyways, it was
her little boys all grown
up. I'm very
up.
Sad. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you're excited because they're growing and they're learning and they're moving on to the next step.
But one step further from being your baby.
But, you know, you have to let them go, and you just keep feeling you're letting them go. And
I say one step closer to being out
so
of my
Mrs.
house.
So Luke's teacher and I were both.
I think Miss Paulding listens to this.
I don't know. But we were both on the verge of tears when Luke left and we walked out of the school today. So. And then, of course, I told Luke I was going to cry pretty much all afternoon. He just looks at me like, okay, crazy mom.
Whatever, lady. Just take me home. Give me my snack.
I need a snack, and could you get me a juice pack, please?
Yeah, exactly. And we also have some pictures we added to the Flickr thing
yeah,
of
I
us.
I haven't even looked at it. I made you get a Flickr account, and I haven't looked.
I put picture, took pictures of
here,
us.
Why don't you bring it up? Let me look.
No, I'm not bringing it up right now. I'll probably break something if I do it.
Oh, okay.
You know the technical prowess of this.
And my computer is on zero battery. I just had to plug it in.
So, yeah, we put pictures on the Flickr page of us trying our Red Boy. Or no, it's big red popcorn that we got.
Yeah.
The popcorn on the kernel. Take a look. It made more popcorn than what the picture shows. I didn't take a picture of the actual bag. Borderline was afraid that it only made like four pops.
I would have to say it's healthy popcorn because you know what?
Oh, God, so dry.
it's that popcorn you say, ooh, I need to put some butter on this and some salt.
If you want to equate it to something, go to your bathroom right now, grab a couple cotton balls, shove them in your mouth. It's like crispy cotton.
No, it was fine popcorn.
It was fun. We mixed it with a bag of regular popcorn.
Yeah, we did. And no, I mean, it tastes like air popcorn, actually.
It tastes like popcorn with...
healthy popcorn that they tell you should eat if you're going to eat popcorn. Instead of, please bring me on some of that buttery...
And if you look at the pictures, though, we look like morons the way we're holding it. Holy crap, is it hot.
Don't touch the corn.
The kernels that don't pop were about 1,000 degrees and somehow didn't pop. So we're kind of holding it like little girls because... yeah, it was hot. So
yeah. Well, let me go back then. It's the last day of school. So yesterday we had... I'm going back. I want to talk about what I want to talk about today.
Right on. There's like KimiCast. This show is ADD compliant.
So we had a great... we had park day today. And so you have 22...
screaming Rugrats.
5-year-olds at the park. And then you had on the place... On the playground equipment. And then, you know, you have us mothers who bring... you know, you got a couple extras there. So you have this... well, one of the moms... Maggie didn't wander off, thank heavens. But one of the moms...
you need to get one of those baby leashes.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to, but I'm like following her. Da, 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 and Luke took her down the slide, and that was a whole... you should have saw that. It was, I mean, hysterical. I mean, the things that we do with Maggie, we never would have ever done with Luke.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that girl is...
much easier with the second one. It's like, okay.
So, anyways, the one poor mom, she's there. She has Luke, a little boy in Luke's age, class, who's 5. Then she has twins who are 3.
Oh. Hold on a second. Yeah, the only problem with pause is you forget what you're talking about.
Well, we were talking... okay, sorry about that, folks. So, anyways, this gal has a 5-year-old who's in Luke's class, 2 twins there who are 3, and then she has her little girl who will be 2 in a couple weeks. And the little girl was just so funny because she would just all of a sudden, la, 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 looking around. You could see her looking around. Next thing you know, she looks over her head and her, you know, she's getting away. Her mom looks over and whoosh, you're like, oh my goodness.
They're sneaky like that.
They are. They are sneaky, crafty little boogers, aren't they? But anyways, this has been a tough week for me on that.
Poor mamacita.
I know. But I told him I'd see him in a few years. We bring Maggie back. I'm going to try to get her into Epiphany because I think it's a good place.
There you go.
And my little girl go there.
I have a good Catholic boy now.
Yes, he is so good. Anyway, so. All
right. Well,
all right. I won't talk about that anymore. I'm going to try to buck
fine.
Up here.
Thanks. Out of our. Here, maybe we just need to. Going monkey like Beatles. Happy it up a little bit. Going monkey like Tavis Mountain Dew. I can see Luke being a code monkey. He likes Fritos and Mountain Dew. I know. No, we don't give him Mountain Dew. That'd be. Don't give 5-year-olds Mountain Dew. Bad idea. A couple of quick items to note. I sent a note out to the 3 of the 4. I couldn't remember my 4th one from last year. Since I can't go to the podcast conference, last year I struck a deal with podcasters who were going. Chewy nice. That's right. You know what, Amy? I have given up any sound effects you make.
I'm going to try not to fart, though.
Yeah, Dr. Agass is trying to continue his research.
So you can listen. But yeah. I'm going to tell you what. If that's going to be happening, you're just going to hear me getting up and going in the other room.
So I sent out a note to them, and it still stands if they want to come back on it. I did business cards for them. I did 100 business cards for the podcast conference with their podcast stuff on one side.
And ours on the other.
And ours on the other. But it was free. I print them for free. I sent them to them. So if you're going and you want to do that, let me know. I did Raymer, Shelley, Aaron, and I totally blanked on what the 4th one was. I cannot remember for the life of me who the 4th one was. But anyway, if one of them wants to take us up on it again, I'll be happy to do it. I give them the right of first refusal or whatever you call that. But if you're out there and you're going, shoot us a note. I'd be happy to do that for you. Up to 5 is my max. I don't have that much free time, kids.
There you go.
And on that note, there are lots of love in the podosphere this week for the Red Boy Podcast, and we appreciate it as always. Well, we have no voicemail. That's okay. But four shows that I found, and I'm even running behind on listening, ran our promo. Wake a Good Podcast, The Big Show, For What It's Worth, and Scenes from the Next Whatever.
That's awesome.
So I was very excited.
Thank you, everybody.
Everybody's running our promo. So that's why
it's great.
Our numbers are blowing through the roof. We're huge, Jerry. We're huge. So, yes, I was very excited about that. So thanks for the love. And there's probably some Frapper map action, but I always have so much trouble with Frapper. Sign our Frapper map. Why not?
Frappuccino.
I know there's some people out there who still haven't signed our Frapper map.
Come on, Frapper people.
I'll call them out on it. Don't make me go beg again.
Sign up for our map.
A couple of people signed our Yahoo, voted on our Yahoo thing too. So
what was that?
Well, Yahoo tells you how you know, it's another one of these, you know, help my podcast ego out.
Oh, okay.
You know, tell me how good I am. Love me, love me, love me.
Stop it.
Okay. Amy already talked about this. Oh, last week we asked and nobody gave us feedback. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. gave us feedback. We asked, you know, how do you keep a diaper on a child who likes to take it off? And that was last Thursday during the podcast.
Duct tape.
Friday morning, I put Maggie in pajamas that night. Full jammies, a button up, and obviously a diaper. Thinking, okay, this is a full deal. She can't get out of this. Get up the next morning, butt naked.
And proud of herself.
Last night, she was trying to do it again.
Well, last night, yes.
Oh, she just thinks it's Grace thinks in sliced bread. Look at me, Nikki.
Yeah.
Naked time. Didn't Dana Carvey have that thing? Naked time. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get an hour of naked time where you could just run around the house.
Maybe we need to do that. She's not potty trained.
No. I'm not really thinking I want to do that. But no, she's been... It's kind of hit or miss. Yesterday, this morning, I was actually able to, I think, divert it because it was kind of warm in here. So I went ahead and I just took her shirt off and put her in her bed with her diaper and her pants on. And she, I think...
Because somewhat Nikki-like.
So she was okay with that. God. That's what she woke up in, which was good.
Oh, Margaret.
So
Margaret.
She, you know, she is, you know, she would take her clothes off. She loves to be naked. She loves running around.
Maybe.
Almost had her diaper off again the other day, you know. So it's, you know, it's a good time when you're 21 month old.
You get to be naked. If I did that, you'd be putting me in a mental home or something.
Nikki! And they just
look at me, I'm Nikki! No, I don't do that because things get hurt doing that, so
yeah, don't do that. Don't get
all
hurt.
Right. I'm gonna borrow from 10 with Tom, and thanks Tom for finally putting out a new show. Finally, he puts on his grumpy pants. I've got my grumpy pants this week, Amy.
Why?
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I've gotta wear shades.
All right.
I gotta wear shades.
Here's my grumpy pants for the week. Sunglasses inside. Nice ice.
Oh, sorry. Sunglasses. That's probably going to make you grumpy, too.
I know. Sunglasses inside. There are only two reasons. And I'm talking inside your house, like in stores, okay? And this actually bugs anybody, I would hope, more than the Bluetooth ever did. You can wear them. All right, this is...
Oh, the Paris Hilton wannabe?
My music is distracting.
The Paris Hilton wannabe at the...
Yeah, okay, so we're at Walmart. There's two... All right, I'm going to say there's two excuses to wear sunglasses inside. One, like you, you're a prescription. So if you don't have glasses with you, you put on your sunglasses so you can see, read the prices, those type. That's okay. I'll accept that.
Or typically, I don't, though.
And the other?
I usually do this. I push them up on my head.
Yeah, and they pull them down to
and
read.
And then I need to pull them down. I'm like, okay, like, I'm reading.
Or
I'm an old lady.
Yeah, you are. You're 30-whatever going on 40-whatever.
I'm a little old lady. Yeah. I need my glasses.
Old Lady Edwards driving yesterday at about 20 miles an hour on a 40. That was a hoot. I'm like, you want to at least go the speed limit there?
I only drive in town now, so I've gotten slow.
Okay, you're getting me off my grumpy pants.
Sorry.
The other excuse is you're only going to be in the store for like 30 seconds.
At like the gas station.
Exactly. You run the gas station to pay and it's sunny, fine. You don't, however, wear your sunglasses in Walmart on a cloudy day. Saw two people this weekend, didn't we?
Oh, gosh, that one chick who had the big, giant, like, white ones. Because this is the in-style now again, folks.
Which I'm kind of coming
which
around
I
to.
I don't have a problem with that being the in-style, but she was the Paris Hilton little college girl.
No, you're taking my... I have thought this out all week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Though that size is fine. I'll accept that. But we're a college town. ISU's here, so that's fine. Illinois State University, for those not from the cornfields.
And
she's
Harvard.
In the Walmart produce section. Now, give me this. Walmart is a great equalizer. You walk into Walmart, there's no class system. You're all at Walmart. Give it up. Wearing her sweats and her big old fake Dolce Gabbana knockoff sunglasses. I'm like, are you trying to hide?
No, she was also trying to look like Paris Hilton, you know?
She looked retarded.
I'm sure she had her dog with her, too.
And she had, like, those sweatpants, like, something on the butt. I don't know what it is. It's like, was something. I don't know. But she was trying to be...
It's okay.
Then we go to check out. And this, like... this guy, this greasy, like, gold chain-wearing guy, which may work in Vegas, don't work so much in the cornfields at Walmart.
I know you're talking about that. Yeah, I remember
and
now.
Enough cologne to choke a horse.
Oh, it was terrible.
Who the hell gets pimped up to go to Walmart? I don't know.
With his wife and two kids.
Yeah. And he's got his sunglasses on.
Who were not pimped out.
No. They look normal as far as Walmart's concerned. He's got his sunglasses on. None of these people appeared to be vision impaired.
No.
And he wasn't doing anything anyway.
You were so funny.
Oh, I'm... Don't... Oh.
Get out of his way, people.
Oh, I did...
Doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I've got to wear
so we decided that we're going to... Like, last night...
What?
You and me, it's storming. You and I are in the kitchen. We both decided to put our sunglasses
on. We're sitting like,
here we are. Let's wear our sunglasses in the house.
I thought
we'd
take a picture for this.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll take a little.
They'll take a flapper picture with, or flicker. Flicker, flapper. It's all with an R. What's up with that? Anyway.
An F.
All right. Tom, thank you for letting me borrow your grumpy pants.
So anyways, yeah, that's kind of funny. It was funny, though, because, you know.
I'm just like.
And you hate Walmart anyways.
But the fact
anyways.
That it's even made worse when it's not. You don't even need them outside.
I know, honey.
So why are you wearing them inside?
I don't know. Calm down.
You know,
calm down.
If you're on Rodeo Drive and you're rich and famous, you can pull it off, you know? You're Michael Jackson and you're weird. Okay.
Cleansing
you're some
breath.
Chick wearing your $10 mall hut sunglasses. No. I just want to go smack her.
I think you wanted to smack her anyways.
Yeah,
just because
she
she was pretty obnoxious.
Ugh.
It wasn't just the sunglasses.
No, I didn't even have to hear her talk. I'm sure it was like,
okay. We're moving
on. Palette
gold monkey like Beatles. Gold monkey like to have a Mountain Dew.
See, people, isn't it nice to have the earworm? It cleanses the palate.
I love the code monkey.
All right.
So.
Amy, are you ready? The last one
wait a minute. Let's see. Is there anything before
anything you can do to drag these poor people along?
No, because I'm sitting here trying to think if there were some other things. Your notes were pretty poor this week. Oh,
I was intentionally keeping it.
Yesterday.
Well, do you want to do the story I talked about earlier? Or you want to do your idle thing first?
Well, I want to talk about outside.
What about outside?
Does
it rain?
We planted flowers.
Almost killed them. You got to water flowers when you plant them?
Matt is really funny because we get all the pot. We did the potted plants.
Because Amy, I only know computers. I don't know anything else. So.
Oh, I know, hon. Let's not go there either. So we put the potted plants in and everything the night before. And you watered them. We get them all done and everything. And they look beautiful.
Oh, the potted plants came out very nice.
They look great.
We do say so ourselves.
We are very good copiers of potted plants.
Yeah, we looked around like, that looks nice. Buy those.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead. Oh, we'll make our own pots, but let's see.
We didn't make our own pots. We made our own arrangements in the pots.
No, because I don't
know how. We're not firing a kiln on the backyard.
No, because we have plastic pots.
Yes.
So the kiln would melt them.
Yes, there you go.
So Matt, we had to plant some flowers around the tree. We'd have a little tree, and then we plant little flowers. Now, the thing about this is, we were going to buy these special
flowers.
They're
called Dazzler Impatience, and they really grow a lot.
They get huge and everything.
And I found them.
So, we go to, you know, this very, very nice nursery. Yes.
Ding.
It's a fabulous nursery. It's beautiful, and they have tons.
It's fabulous. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
All the flowers and everything.
And you can talk to Wendell if you want.
Talk to Wendell. He didn't know where my flowers were either.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of flowers. So, we find them. So
no, take that back. I found one flat of them.
Oh, so
assuming I was in
the Dazzler area. So you were looking there. We're like, oh, well, what color do we want? Well,
let's find a little better. That color was fine. We find a little nicer looking, healthier group.
I guess the Dazzlers didn't look so good. Maybe it's a good thing we didn't buy them. So we end up getting.
So we're planting.
We're like, oh, yeah, well, we want this little like orangey color. We thought that would be pretty. A little peachy orangey. Yes. So we get those. And of course. Mind you, we always buy too many flowers to go around this section.
Yeah, the first year we did it,
we bought three flats
to go around
of
one
petunias.
To go around one tree that the trunk of the tree is probably only, four or five inches.
Yeah.
So you're not going to, I mean, you could do a circle about 30 miles wide.
We gave a half a flat away. We put a half a flat around it. All our potted plants had The same color of pink petunias.
Okay, so back to our dazzlers.
Yes.
They weren't so dazzling.
So they weren't, they're not super. And so Matt plants them, and we do the watering, and this is in the morning.
But no, you didn't mention, yeah, they weren't dazzlers. We no, they're strayed not, away from the dazzlers somehow. They're not dazzlers. About regular, so whatever. So, we plant them.
I took Wednesday off this week.
Thank you very much.
Nice little day off. A little vacation day, so we get them around there, and then the afternoon, I look at them, I'm like, man, did you water the flowers? Because they're not looking so good.
And I say, yeah. I put a jug of water like I did the other ones. Now, keep in mind, this is a fairly large diameter circle in the ground, and the other ones were in a pot.
Yeah.
So, probably the need pot, more water.
Yeah. So, I'm like going, Matt, I don't think this is, you need to go out. So, Matt went out there, and he was watering them a little bit, and then, of course, we had a huge thunderstorm and rain and everything, so...
Now they're perky.
They're I'm like, oh man, we almost killed all
of
them.
We need Mr. C back on to help us out.
Oh,
water
no
your plants, kids.
So we've gotten done with that. We're gonna have to Memorial Day weekend, we've got to go buy a new flag. Because our flag is very sad.
This is Memorial Day weekend when these people are listening.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go out. It's only
we may be there right now. Meet us at Walmart.
It could be. We could be there right now. But we're gonna go get our flag. And
it'll be a beautiful thing.
That's it. Now I guess we can go on to Idol. That's all I wanted to know.
It's a light. 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 And
now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
All right, Amy, before you get into your thing, what I wanted to mention to you was, or not to you, to our listenership, was that, yes, Luke.
Yeah,
I don't know what he said.
He wants some first.
Can I burn down the house? Sure, no problem. No, what I wanted to mention was, yes, Luke, you may do that. In the beginning of our intro has Ryan Seacrest. Hi, this is Ryan Seacrest, and you're listening to one of my favorite friends or whatever. Well, I want to dump Seacrest and Idol's over. So if any podcasters or anybody out there at all wants to do just that little clip, it's got to be short because it needs to fit in the intro in that spot. Go ahead and send that over to us. We'd love to, you know. Say, you know, hi, I'm Bob, and you're listening to my best friend, and we'll do the whole Absolute Amy part for yous. Or I guess you could put that in there. We can totally rework it. Be creative. Whatever. Thank you. Amy, on to you.
Thank you. Can I do my Idol up?
Thank God it's the last week of this.
I will tell you what. We have had an extravaganza this week.
I watched 2 hours.
Last night was 2 hours. It was a 3-hour Idol week this week,
folks. I spent the first hour watching the Dr. Phil special.
So we had Taylor Hicks and Catherine McPhee are the two finals. And it was, and they did their big show on Tuesday night, and clearly Taylor won. I mean,
you know what? I think you're exactly right with why he won. He came from the South.
Midwest.
But he was down in Alabama.
South, yeah, he's from, yeah.
And all the people
it wasn't Southern California.
No,
or not Southern California.
She was from Alabama.
No, she's from L.A.
L.A. So in L.A.,
I thought he was from South Carolina.
L.A., there's no like, hey, that's our girl. That's just another singer to people in L.A. Down around South, they all rallied around.
Well, I think that's the way, I think everybody was kind of feeling about him. Is like, okay, here's this, he's like an every...
And there's this big trend.
An everyday guy.
Southerners usually making the top one or two.
Well, and anyways, it was really good. I mean, I guess it wasn't really good.
Catherine with Meatloaf. I thought Meatloaf died
I'm still talking about the show that they actually did.
Okay, we're not spending 2 hours talking about this.
And so. I would have to say that, yes, I am.
You have
talking,
a minute 40. Go.
Taylor's song. Then they each sang their song that will be their release. And Taylor's song was better than Catherine. I just think it was just a better song.
Yeah.
So Taylor won. The show last night was 2 hours, and it was very long.
It was a long.
And it was like a star-struck extravaganza. I mean, they brought.
You agreed with me. It was basically an ad for.
Oh yeah,
the concert.
It was for the. It's a big.
Which is sold out
promo,
here in the cornfield.
The tour. Yeah, we tried to get tickets.
Sold out.
And it's sold out. And they said they're going to be adding shows, but I
doubt could buy them on eBay.
I bet on Peoria in Peoria, Illinois. They're not going to be adding any shows.
No.
But they had like Dionne Warwick and Clay Aiken came out
and all
looking
of her
very
psychic friends.
Strange.
Clay was. And what was up with the.
Well, they had this thing, this guy who like came out wanting to be the next Clay Aiken, and that was just
a
bizarre
person
thing.
Anyway, and then Clay came out and he about crapped his pants.
Oh, I know.
It was, and then Ryan brought over a chair and sat. It was a little like stalker.
It was very weird.
Rabbit stew.
Now, I will say the thing that I the big surprise, Prince at the end. That was cool.
Who was clearly on there for no reason whatsoever.
You know, I think he probably just likes the show.
Because all the other stars.
Because I think that's a big thing, too. If people like the show, I mean, you're seeing that. The Hasselhoff was there.
The Hasselhoff.
And he looked like he was crying at the end because Hicks won. It was kind of bizarre. We had to rewind to show Luke the Hasselhoff because the reason we call him the Hasselhoff is because of SpongeBob, that SpongeBob rode the Hasselhoff.
Yes.
If for those of you who have children have seen that. Or for those of you who just like SpongeBob.
Prince was the only one who was on there who didn't have an idol person singing with him.
No.
So I
don't know. Meatloaf? Bizarro.
Like I said, but you know, that was perfect for Catherine because Meatloaf's very theatrical and she's Broadway-like. But
Cat will be terrific on Broadway.
And he has Bat Out of Hell 3. First off, the man needs to quit. He's too damn old.
But it was kind of fun. They had all these different singers on it. I mean, I know you were bored stiff with it.
But at the end,
you know.
And it was kind of anticlimactic.
At the end, I just knew that Taylor was going to win.
I was like,
They both, now, the thing I got most excited about is they both won. They were both given Ford Mustang convertibles, which I was like, now that's cool.
Yeah. Take that.
I mean, I would take the
And Paris was back on again with a goofy ass outfit once
again. Yes, she did. She has some. And
these people
like
give her a mirror.
The Pickler and Puck thing. I left Charlie
a voicemail. Pickler, they gave her a little haircut.
She has a little bob. She's looking saucy.
Hot. Yeah.
She is hysterical. They have a whole thing with Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, he's, which is bizarre.
And
on a music
Pickler
show.
And the two of them trying to talk to each other was so funny. And
There were some moments.
It was
2 hours
worth
of moments.
He brought out a big lobster because he was trying to get her to eat some different foods because she's going on tour. She was saying this, so she wanted to, you know, she's going to be going on this world tour. Ha ha.
World. I don't think the Idol tour goes worldwide.
I don't think it is either. But anyways, the whole thing was they bring these lobsters out. Literally, the girl screamed and fell on the floor. It was very bizarre, really goofy, but it's over, folks.
Thank God.
And.
Makes it easy for show notes.
Taylor's out there. I'm excited for him because I think he's just kind of your everyday guy. And, you know, he got all excited and he kept going, Soul Patrol. I'm like, okay, a little weird. But it was fun and we're all tired of it and glad it's over.
There you go.
And
how many hours of our life did we just flush down the toilet?
Can't wait till next January when it's in the middle of winter and I have nothing to do.
Well, See, this one started in the spring, so the weather was nice and.
Yeah, no, it started in January.
Oh, wrong one.
Okay,
are we done?
So, folks, that's it. I don't know. You want to talk about that other story?
No, let's save that story. People are getting bored with us by now anyway.
What's how many minutes have we been going?
32.
32. Well, shut us down.
Time flies when we're boring people, don't it?
I suppose.
We will save it, though, because I think Absolute Amy has some interesting debatable points. If that's really...
You know, guys, I really...
No, don't go... Shh. Save it. I don't want your opinion now. Shut it. Shut it, Karen.
Karen's going to come down and whip your butt.
Oh, what was... I missed the blog comment that... Steve from Wicked Gun who said after one of our last shows that we'd said... Both of us had pretty much said shut it to each other enough that Karen and Ross are both going to come down here wielding their ears of corn for body parts unmentionable.
Hey.
Bring it. Come on.
We love company. Come on over.
Yeah, come on over. Saddle up.
The deck's open.
The deck is open, yes. The dead flowers are out there.
And I'm thinking we've even been tossing around. We don't know. We've done Jimmy Buffett parties in the summer, like a Buffett-friendly, kid-friendly party because we have kids and all of our friends have kids and we all used to go to Buffett. So we might do that. Or...
There goes a squeaky door.
Or... A Christmas in July party.
I'm down with that. I think we'll try Christmas.
Matt might be making some winter brew.
I'm not going to get the Christmas tree out to do it.
Yes, we are.
I'm not hauling the Christmas tree out of the basement.
We've got little ones.
Yeah, we'll get the mini one out.
We'll get the mini one out in the palm tree.
All right. The boy of the house is looking like he...
He looks like he's like, I don't know. He's coming off his sugar high from the popsicles he ate today.
Yeah, that's fine, Luke.
Well,
all right.
I guess we'll wrap it up.
We'll leave you with the full version of Code Monkey. Thank you, Jonathan.
Blah, 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 easy for me to say.
Thank you, Jonathan Colton, for the earworm of the week this week. We appreciate having a pod-friendly artist on the Red Boy Podcast. So email us, redboy@redboypodcast.com. Email Amy, because she keeps bitching at me that all she gets
is porn.
Spam. Get a bigger penis. Look at your spam. Or what's the
Some hoodie stuff to lose weight.
Amy at red... Yes, Luke. Yes, Luke. Amy at redboypodcast.com. I have no Kirk. I don't know what the question was. Amy at redboypodcast.com. Obviously, the website, redboypodcast.com. Voicemail. Give us a voicemail, please. I found
a voicemail.
A voicemail. Yeah, we'll take that.
Certainly.
Okay. All right. Well, on behalf of Absolute Amy, I am Red Boy, and we are saying out.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not saying out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Beatles. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey just keep on working, see your soft pretty face. Much rather wake up, eat a coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.